Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3189 BN. Today's date is October 17th, 2023, and the title of the episode is, Did Trump Let Us Know He Is the Commander-in-Chief? Patriots Will Not Let the Deep State Rig the 2024 Election. Let's talk about our health. A record number of doctors are applying to become obesity specialists as America's excess weight problem worsens. Nearly 1,900 doctors applied for the annual exam this October, which is a 50% increase from last year and would allow them to be certified in treating obesity and raking in higher salaries. What's worse is that their market is bigger than ever. 40% of the population in three states are now obese. This is one reason why so many people have turned to my favorite magic powder used to help manage weight. With its research-backed ingredients, it works by supporting elevated levels of ketone, which mimics a state of fat and helps promote the weight management benefits that people want. The powder also promotes a fat-burning metabolism, helps curb cravings and appetite, elevates energy levels, and much more. Simply mix a scoop with your favorite morning drink to give your body the nutrients it needs to supercharge your weight management efforts. The best part is you get 51% off the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at over $500, free with every order for a limited time, including free VIP live health and fitness coaching for life, a free new ebook titled The Top 14 Ketogenic Foods, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Get yours now by going to ketowithx22.com. That is ketowithx22.com, or click the link in the description. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, they are losing the narrative amongst the people. And the people are seeing through everything that they've been trying to do. And I do believe this has been the mission of Trump and the Patriots from the very, very beginning, to show the people that these individuals, they're liars, they're cheats, and everything that they're trying to do will destroy this country. And Trump needed to slap everyone in the face and show them just that. And as Trump is running for president in 2024, he's already the commander-in-chief, and by the way, it seems like he might have sent a message letting everyone know that, yeah, this is really his second term, and he is the commander-in-chief of the United States. And he wants everyone to see how his political opponent is going to continually attack him every step of the way, maybe even throw him in jail, which he does mention. Now, if he does mention this, that means this might happen. Because how do you show the people that this is a banana republic? How do you show the people, look, Trump is running for president. Biden is directing everyone. Obama is directing everyone from the basement. He has his other supporters around him, Soros and many others, where they are indicting him every step of the way. And eventually, they will try to throw him in prison. And I do believe Trump, he needs everyone to see this, just like you're seeing the border, how it's completely open. Like you're seeing the war that is building up, like you're seeing the economy fall apart, like you're seeing the infiltration in this country where they're trying to brainwash our children. You need to see all of this. And as more and more people see this, the people break free from the brainwashing. And you can see that people are breaking free from the entire push for gun control because it doesn't make sense anymore. But it doesn't mean the deep state players aren't going to keep trying, and you want them to try, because it proves the case over and over and over. Look what Kamala Harris put out. Weapons of war have no place on the streets of civil society. We need an assault weapons ban. Congress, send it to Joe Biden's desk. Now, she put this out on October 16, 2023. What did everyone just witness in Israel? Everyone saw paragliders. Everyone saw an invasion. What is everyone now seeing in this country? The borders are wide open. So if we have Hamas terrorists in Israel, we have terrorists here in this country. And we don't know where the terrorists are. We don't know where the criminals are. Because remember, the Biden administration, they just let everyone in. They bust them around. And if you look at all the different blue cities and blue states, they've been releasing prisoners. So do you think the people are saying, hey, you know what? This is a really great idea. This is the time to give up my weapon. Actually, these individuals have been countering their own agenda. And I do believe Trump set them up to do exactly that, so people can actually think logically. So when you have Biden out there continually telling you, you don't need a weapon, why do you need 100 rounds? Well, people now are coming up with reasons why you actually need it. When Kamala is coming out saying that there are weapons of war have no place on the streets, on a civil society, well, when you see criminals running around, when you see terrorists entering the country, when you see gang members entering the country, people are going, well, we're not in a civil society. And even if we were, we have every right to have the weapon. People now are looking to the Constitution, and the people now are pushing back. And we can see with the entire war out in Gaza, we can see the deep state players, they're trying to push their agenda. Now, I do believe Trump, the Patriots, they set it up just like in Afghanistan, and they knew that Biden, Obama, and the rest, they were going to do something. They weren't going to follow the plan because, again, why would they follow the plan that actually improves the country that has peace? They wouldn't do it. Trump, the Patriots, they knew this. So they knew that they were going to do something out in Afghanistan. They knew they were going to try to do something out in Israel because they weren't going to follow the peace plan. And they're starting war. They're killing people. That's what they're doing because they decided to do this. And everyone is seeing this because remember, their agenda is to do what? Keep Zelensky funded to keep him quiet and to continually get more and more money so they can launder it and pay off individuals. So they weren't getting any money for Ukraine because McCarthy was kicked out and they were like, holy crap, this is going to dry up. What are we going to do? Well, let's start another war someplace else. Now, this gives Israel the opportunity to go in and wipe out Hamas terrorists once and for all, push them back. And once they do this, everything is going to change. Because once you remove this group and the people of this area take control, well, everything changes. And I do believe this is the direction we're heading in right now. But you can see the deep state players, they're continually pushing their agenda. They want money. Schumer is out there and he says the Senate must move first to pass aid for Israel. We have Biden out there says, well, we need Congress to give us $100 billion in additional Ukraine-Israel aid. Now they're combining it. You see how this works? This is the game that they're playing. They don't care what's going on in Israel. They don't care who lives or dies. They thought, hey, you know what? Let's start something else. We know that everything was put into place to have peace in Israel with the Palestinian people. Saudi Arabia was working on a deal. We can't allow this to happen because we need wars. We need the money. How are we going to get the money? If they're kicking out McCarthy and they're bringing in someone else like Jim Jordan, we'll be talking about that in just a little bit. How are we going to get this money? Because he's not for Ukraine. Well, we can lump everything together with Israel. We can say, hey, this is a combined package now of Ukraine-Israel. Now, if we can't get the combined package, what we'll say is, okay, we need $100 billion for Israel. And you know what they're going to do. They're going to take the money and they're going to say, okay, $20 billion to Israel. Here you go, Zelensky. Here's the other amount, $180 billion. That is what they're going to do. And they're trying it right now. Is it going to work? I don't think so. I think they're trapped in all of this. And I think the people are now catching on. The other thing that's very interesting is we could see that since there was a terror alert in Belgium where we had two individuals going around killing people, the Belgian authorities, they have raised the terror alert to the highest level. And I do believe we're going to start to see a lot of this throughout the world once again, because remember, this is what the deep state loves. This is what rhinos love. They love terror. They love scaring the people. Now, I do believe Trump and the Patriots, they knew that they were going to go down this route. And actually, this is going to fall right into their entire plan of exposing all of these individuals because all their agendas and everything that they were saying is going to backfire, especially in this country. Not just this country, but Europe too. Because, wait a minute, didn't we just have open borders in Europe? Weren't we just bringing in the refugees? And now we have these major problems in these countries. And now in the United States, they did the same exact thing. They had open borders. And now we have terrorists running all across the United States. All we need is one thing to happen. Everything goes down the tubes. Everything backfires on them. And I do believe that time is coming. And now the people are going to see it all play out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is that we could see the Hamas caucus, and this is made up of AOC, Omar, Presley, Tlaib, and the rest. Well, they're all together, and not one of them has asked for the release of American hostages. Unbelievable. Bob France responded to this and said, not a single word of condemnation from the horrific, unprovoked attack on Israel's citizens, but begging for a ceasefire before the find out phase. Savages. And once again, these individuals, they don't care about the American people. All they care about is their agenda. Remember, they were installed into these positions for a specific reason. And if you notice, and you go back in time, you look at the Obama administration of John Brennan, Valerie Jarrett, and the rest, what was their faith? Look at these individuals. Was this all done on purpose? Absolutely. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it's been 10 days since the hostages have been taken. What has Biden done to this point? Nothing. It seems that nobody's talking about it. Benjamin Weingarten put this out and said, it's day 10 of Biden's hostage crisis that no one seems to want to acknowledge. And his admin has done nothing to pressure Iran, Qatar, Hamas, their allies and partners to force the release of Americans. Here's what U.S. national interest demands. So they're not doing anything. They're not even mentioning it. And Hamas just came out and they put out a statement and they said that the foreign hostages were taken by accident. They will be returned soon. They're being treated like esteemed guests. So wait a minute. How do you take hostages by accident? Because remember, you're taking the person against their will and you're bringing them someplace. It can't be an accident. It's on purpose. And this is what they always say. Hey, no. We're going to release them when the time is right, when the time is safe. And this is exactly what they put out in their statement. They said the prisoners count ranges between 200 and 250 prisoners, with Al-Qassam currently holding 200 prisoners. We keep a diverse group of individuals currently under temporary custody, hailing from different nationalities. These individuals are considered our esteemed guests, and our primary goal is to ensure their safety. We will release individuals from various nationalities under temporary custody when the on-ground conditions permit it. So they took them by accident. They're keeping them there. And when it's all safe and good, that's when we'll start releasing them. Do you really think this is what they're going to do? I mean, this whole thing seems made up. Now, there might be a lot of pressure because of the world is watching all of this and they might release them, but you don't take hostages by accident. And it seems like one of these things that they just say because all they're doing is dangling the carrot. Don't worry, we're going to release them. Oh, don't worry, they're going to be safe. Oh, wait, can you give us this first? Oh, no, they're going to be safe. Can you give us that first? I do believe most likely that's what they're going to try. And we'll have to see how this all plays out. But again, what has Biden done? Absolutely nothing. Now, while all this is taking place, Putin flew into China and he's meeting Xi Jinping in Beijing. And once again, you have to remember, China and Russia, they are allies of Iran. I do believe this all goes back to Iran. It goes back to Uranium One. And this is all going to go back to the start of World War III. And right now, China and Russia, they're criticizing Israel in what they have done. But remember, Hamas started all this because they fired the missiles. Instead, they could have had talks. They could have just talked about what they wanted or what needed to be done. And remember, during this period of time, we had Israel and Saudi Arabia working out a deal to help the Palestinian people. So once again, I do believe this entire mission is to wipe Hamas out of Palestine once and for all. And I do believe if you go back in time, you can see this was a mission that was thought up a long time ago. And here we have them doing it. Now, what's very interesting is we know the deep state players, they want to say, okay, you know something? Let's start helping these refugees. Let's bring them into different countries, because this is what they've done when the Syria war was going on with Ukraine, many other places like Iraq and Jordan and the others, because they like to blend the entire world. And you can see what blending is doing right now. It's making the countries tilt in a different way. And this is exactly what they want, because how do you infiltrate a country? You do it like you're seeing them do it. Same thing here in the United States, but Jordan is out there and they're saying absolutely no refugees. Egypt is out there saying absolutely no refugees. So what do you think is going to happen next? Well, you're going to hear Biden And others say, we need we should take the refugees. Let's bring them into the United States. We already have Nikki Haley, Bird Brain Haley. She's out there saying that we need to bring 1 million Palestinians to the U.S. from Gaza. I mean, really think about this for a second. And soon you're going to hear many others call for the refugees to come to this country, because what do they need the refugees in here for? They need them to vote in the election. Remember, they need bodies. That's why they're bringing all these people in. So, yes, there are many different agendas associated with this. But we could see that the same thing that happened in Afghanistan is happening in Israel, where all they had to do is follow the path of what Trump and the Patriots set out with the Abraham Accords, with the deal that Israel was making with Saudi Arabia. But again, these deep state players, they don't want peace around the world. They want war. Now, like we said before, Biden, he is preparing 2,000 U.S. military troops to support or advise in the Israeli war. And these troops, they're not going to be going in and fighting and all that other stuff. What they're actually going to do, they're going to be deployed to support Israel. And how are they going to support them? Well, they're going to support them via medical support and other types of tasks. Are they ready for combat? No, not at this point. So we could see they're just there to support what is going on in this area. But when we talk about terror, when we talk about terrorist groups, look what the deep state, look what the rhinos have done, the establishment have done over time. Kaneko the Great explains and says the following. Since 9/11, America's war on terror has had staggering consequences. 37 million people displaced, 4.5 million lives lost, and a jaw-dropping $8 trillion price tag. U.S.-backed wars funneled millions of refugees to the U.S. and Europe. Over his 50-year career, President Biden championed these foreign wars and interventions, including the convention's NATO expansion and U.S. meddling in Ukraine, believed by many to have ignited the ongoing U.S.-Russia proxy war in Ukraine, displacing an extra 6 million refugees since 2014. Polls show that 80% of Americans are concerned Israel's war with Hamas in Palestine will lead to a larger Middle Eastern war. Americans should be worried. Remember, President Trump was the first president in 40 years that did not start a new war. It's no coincidence that a U.S.-Russia proxy war rages in Ukraine while the Middle East stands on the brink of destruction. With President Biden and the U.S. foreign policy establishment once again running the show, President Biden and the U.S. foreign policy establishment are responsible for multiple wars, millions of casualties, and trillions wasted on foreign interventions in the past two decades. So basically, the resident and all the others, the establishment, they're doing what they've always done. Can you see the difference? And I think people can actually see the difference. And actually, people are going to see the difference as we move forward, because this is going to lead into World War III. And you're going to have Biden and the establishment, the fake news and the rest, all pushing World War III. Yes, they're going to have an event. They might even use the word red line. Oh, they crossed the red line, and now we have to do something. And if they, when they cross the red line, that means there's some type of an attack or something that's going to happen. And I do believe we're going to see a lot of this in 2024. And I do believe this is part of Trump and the Patriots' plan to, number one, wake the people up. Number two, control the elections. Number three, show the agenda of the deep state players. And I think this is what people are witnessing. Now, it looks like Israel has the upper hand here, because they're reporting that two senior Hamas leaders were killed in an Israeli strike. They're saying the highest ranking Hamas official has been killed and another commander has been killed. So Israel is removing these individuals. Now, really think about this and think about how this is all playing out. When the deep state was in control, did they want Hamas taken care of? No, just like ISIS in Syria, the deep state protected them. When Trump came into office, the protection disappeared. Trump gave the bombing, the decision where to bomb, back to the military, because Obama took it away and they were able to eliminate ISIS. I do believe the same thing's happening here in Gaza. The deep state, they are no longer protecting Hamas. And Israel is free to do what they need to do to remove the terrorist group within this area. Just like Trump was free to do the bombing runs out in Syria because the deep state wasn't protecting these individuals anymore. Russia had the ability to go and bomb certain areas because the deep state, they weren't protecting these areas anymore because the protection was removed. So you could see all of this happening right now. Trump, he let everyone know. And remember, as you see this play out, he's going to tell you this is not going to happen under my administration. He's going to do the opposite of what they're doing. He was planning to do the opposite. He had everything set up to do the opposite. But again, he knew the playbook. He knew that they wouldn't follow this path. But during his speech out in Iowa, he says, when I'm back in office, we're going to cut every penny of money we send to the Palestinians and the terrorists on day one. Take a listen to what he says.
Oval Office, we will cut off every penny of money that we send to the Palestinians and the terrorists on day one. We will fully support Israel in defeating, dismantling, and permanently destroying the terrorist group known as Hamas. And under my leadership, we not only impose crushing sanctions on Iran, we unlocked American energy to drastically.
So right there, he's letting you know everything is about to change. And what he's going to do is he's going to allow Israel to remove all the terrorists in this area. And yes, the Palestinians will do whatever Trump says. And I'm not saying he's going to be bossing them around. You want money? Let's have peace. Okay, let's have peace. And I do believe they're going to make a deal. Now, Trump, he also put out his plan to keep jihadists and their sympathizers out of America. He said, reinstate and expand Trump travel ban on entry from terror-plagued countries, territories, and places. Re-implement a full suspension of State Department refugee resettlement. Implement strong ideological screening for all immigrants to the United States. Sympathy for jihadist Hamas or Hamas ideology will be automatically disqualifying. Aggressively deport resident aliens with jihadist sympathies. Revoke the student visa of radical anti-American and anti-Semitic foreigners at colleges and university. Proactively send ICE to pro-jihadist demonstrations to enforce our immigration laws and remove the violations from our country. Continue and expand denuclearization of criminals, terrorists, and immigration cheats. Invoke the Alien Enemies Act to accelerate domestic deportations. So he's letting you know, as soon as he gets into office, all of this is going to happen. And I do believe that as we go through 2024 and you see the world falling apart, because this is what people are seeing. They're seeing the entire world fall apart because this is the policy of the deep state players. This is what they want. This is part of their 16-year war. This is their plan. He's showing everyone. You want to see what they had in store? Forget the conspiracy theory. Forget I said, he said. You know what? How about you just see it? Because this is what's going to convince you in the end. Now, it doesn't mean everyone's going to be convinced all at once. Some people will be convinced when the border was open and people saw that. Holy crap, now I see it. People are convinced when the economy comes down. Other people are convinced when they see terrorists running around the country and we see what's happening out in Israel, in the Middle East. Other people will be convinced when we're on the precipice of war. Everyone is not convinced at the same time, but in the end, everyone, I'm saying the majority, will be convinced. Now, you might have 4 to 10% that might say, you know what, I want to go to war. Well, those people, here's your fatigues, here's your gun, we're sending you right to the front line. Good luck. Let me know how it goes. The rest of us, we're going to talk about peace because we don't want war. And most of these individuals, and especially the youth, what do you think they're going to do in the end when they hear about a draft? When they hear about war, everything that they've been talking about is going to completely disappear. All they're going to want is to have peace. They're not going to want war. Now, there might be a couple of them. Let's say, let's do it. They should be sent off right away. You want to go? You go. Most of these people will back out. But I do believe this is where all this is leading, and this is all leading up to the 2024 election. And you could see the deep state players, their entire COVID push completely fell apart, that no one believes it anymore, even the Democrats. Rasmussen Reports put this out and is responding to Peter McCullough. And remember, yesterday we talked about how the XBB 1.5 booster uptake at 1.3% public sentiment has swung strongly away from mass vaccination. Well, Rasmussen Reports put this out and responded to this and said, 83% of Democrats are vaccinated, and 78 to 79% of them say the vaccine is both safe and effective. 77% of them are concerned about another COVID-19 outbreak, and they are 34% of our national all adults sample. So why aren't they getting their new booster shots? Why aren't they? Because they're starting to figure it out. They're starting to learn that they've been lied to. Because now they see people that are getting sick. Now they see people that are dying. Now they see something very, very different. Which means the people are waking up. Even the D's. And I do believe in the end, this is about bringing the entire country together. To show the country who the true enemy is. And in the end, I do believe this is going to work. I do believe people are going to see this and people are going to understand who the enemy is. Because the enemy is going to try to bring us to war. The enemy has been letting in terrorists into this country. The enemy is destroying the economy. The enemy is responsible for all of this. And this is what people are going to see in the end. And the people are going to know who the enemy is. And they're not going to be looking at Trump anymore because Trump is going to be talking about peace. How can he be the enemy if he's saying, listen, your son, your daughter, your cousin, your mother, father, and everyone else, I don't want them to go to war. I want the killing to stop. I want peace. You can't be the enemy if you're talking about peace. Let's talk about our health. Excess belly fat has been deemed the most dangerous fat of them all, as it's linked to so many health issues. Interestingly enough, apple body shapes or large waistlines specifically are at higher risk for health issues than other body types. This is essentially because excess belly fat grows deep in the abdominal cavity and puts pressure on some of the body's most vital organs. That's a big reason why myself, along with so many people, are turning to this amazing new substance, which is thoughtfully formulated with science-backed ingredients provided by Mother Earth that promote a reduced fat storage, help to speed up the breakdown of fat, support weight management, reduce cravings, and boost metabolism. Simply take a serving each morning with another serving in the evening to give your body the nutrients it needs to help supercharge your weight management efforts. The best part I love is that you can get it 51% off for the rest of the month or until they sell out, whichever comes first. Plus, you'll also receive several additional gifts valued at $500, free with every order for a limited time, including free VIP Life Health and Fitness Coaching for Life, two free new ebooks titled Top 10 Foods That Burn Belly Fat and Top 8 Exercises to Reduce Belly Fat, a 60-day satisfaction guarantee, and free shipping. Get yours now by going to trimwithx22.com. That is trimwithx22.com, or click the link in the description. People understand peace when war is shoved in their face, when you're scared about, holy crap, am I going to be drafted? People understand peace then. They might say, I don't care about peace now. I'll go. Yeah, they all act brave until that moment in time. That's when everything changes. Now, Trump, since we're talking about COVID and everything else, remember when he took the funding away from the World Health Organization? Well, we know that the World Health Organization, they were trying to control everything because, again, if you look at the globalists and you look at the establishment, the deep state players, they wanted a one world government and you could have the World Health Organization call the shots. Now, Trump, once again, he set up Biden in all this. He removed the funding and he never went back to the WHO. Even the WHO was saying, listen, just give us $25, $30 million and you can come back into the WHO. And Trump said, no, you know what? Right now, I got to think about this. So he set Biden up. And as soon as the resident came into the White House, he joined back up to the WHO, but for a lot more money. Take a listen to what Trump says.
The World Health Organization has become nothing more than a corrupt globalist scam, paid for by the United States, but owned and controlled by China. When the China virus reached our shores 3 years ago, the World Health Organization disgracefully covered the tracks of the Chinese Communist Party every single step of the way. For this reason, it was my great honor to terminate America's relationship with the World Health Organization. The United States was paying the World Health Organization almost $500 million a year. When I dropped out, I took it out of there. And for 330 million people, even though China was paying only $40 million for 1.4 billion people. So we had 330, they have 1.4, and we're paying more than 10 times the amount. That's typical for the United States because they don't know what the hell they're doing. Unfortunately, crooked Joe Biden foolishly re-entered the World Health Organization at the full price and without any negotiations or reforms. And now Biden is pushing to bypass the United States Senate to enter a pandemic treaty that would surrender American sovereignty to the World Health Organization, again, controlled by China. The draft treaty would require the United States to send vast quantities of medical supplies to other countries in the event of another pandemic, and it would push aggressive censorship of free speech on issues of public health, just like they censored the truth about the Wuhan lab, which I said that's where it came from, remember. Under the next Trump administration, that treaty will be immediately terminated. I would not allow public health to be used as a pretext to advance the march of global government. That's what they're doing, globalists. The United States will withdraw from the corrupt World Health Organization, which, in light of its utter failure on COVID, they had a tremendous disaster on COVID, deserves to be completely abolished and replaced. Then I will work to forge a new coalition of nations that are strongly committed to protecting health while also upholding sovereignty and freedom. I want to thank you very much, but I also want to say this. I could have renegotiated the deal. I could have gone into the World Health Organization for $25 million. Biden didn't take that deal. He's paying almost $500 million. They were so anxious to get the United States back after I terminated the agreement. They were so anxious to get it back that they offered me a deal, $25 to $30 million. And I said, no, I'll wait. Could have gotten it for less, but I didn't want less at that point. We were paying almost $500 million. Could have done it for $25 to $30. Biden took the almost the $500 million deal. He knew he could have gotten back in for less. So why did he pay so much? But that's just one of many things that are wrong with our country. Thank you.
Well, it looks like Trump set them up completely. It looks like they went right back to the WHO. And they spent, what, like $500 million of the people's money just to get back into the WHO? And now people can see this very, very clearly. They understand what the WHO was all about. And all the Biden administration had to do was follow what Trump set out. But they didn't again. Everyone can see this very, very clearly. And the people around this country, they're starting to notice that there are installed individuals that don't care about their cities, they don't care about their towns, they don't care about their states, and they're working for a different master. Out in Oakland, California, the residents there, they have moved to recall Alameda County District Attorney Pamela Price as the city has become consumed by violent crime. And now they're getting ready to recall the Soros-backed DA because crime is completely out of control. And you know what the people are doing? They're taking it back. And that's what people need to do out in these other cities. And if the governors can't do it and the mayors can't do it, the people need to start to get together and throw them out of office. We need the country to start to throw these people out of office. Because if crime is running rampant, they're not following the Constitution, we do not need these people in office. And we don't have to wait for elections. People can actually sign a petition and have them recalled. And I do believe this needs to happen right away. And I do believe people are going to start moving in that direction because look what's happening right now. Billionaire investor and longtime Democrat voter Chamath Palihapitiya has publicly admitted that he was wrong about Trump. Not only did he express a newfound appreciation for what Trump was able to accomplish during his tenure, he also went on to say that Trump derangement syndrome did more damage than Trump ever did. So people now are hearing this and people are starting to say, whoa, wait a minute. Everything that Trump was doing was working for this country. And the fake news and the corrupt politicians who were talking about Trump derangement syndrome and hitting Trump over and over and over, they were wrong. Trump was right. And I do believe this is going to spread. And we could see it's already started. Now, today, we can see that the House members, they were voting. And it looks like Jim Jordan didn't get the vote to be the Speaker of the House, which means they're going to vote again until they get a Speaker of the House. Or maybe they'll place a temporary Speaker in position right now until they can work this out. But you can see the establishment right now, they're completely exposed. And the Patriots are giving them a run for their money. And once again, the Patriots, they're not just going to give up. They're going to push and push and push until the very, very end. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, Jim Jordan will be a great Speaker of the House. As everyone knows, I have long ago given him my complete and total endorsement. And yes, they need to keep pushing and pushing and pushing until they get him in. Now, what's very interesting is we can see that the attacks on Trump, they are now starting to accelerate. We have Biden, and Trump calls it this, Biden indictments. They're continually happening. They're trying to shut Trump up, and they might even try to throw him in jail. Actually, Trump did mention this. And you could see that they're going to continually push. Now, first, Trump put out a truth about his entire fake case against him. And he's talking about his financial statements. And he says, her fake case against me should be dropped immediately. My financial statements are extremely conservative, and her numbers were way off, including the fact that she undervalued Mar-a-Lago and Doral by billions of dollars. She also didn't reveal the 100% disclaimer clause at the front of the financial statements, and that she sued me under a statute that was never used before. Miscarriage of justice and election interference all wrapped up in one. And that is absolutely true. And Judge Chutkan, she released her official gag order on Trump. Technofog explains and said he is prohibited from criticizing the special counsel. The special counsel could engage in the most egregious behavior, threatening witnesses, etc. And Trump couldn't say a thing. At its essence, this prohibition could punish Trump for telling the truth about the special counsel. No falsity required. Also, she didn't state the penalties for violating this order. Theoretically, that would include fines or potential jail time. Think about that for a second. Julie Kelly put this out and said, here's the kicker in the gag order. It applies to what Jack Smith called surrogates in his proposed order. This, in effect, gags Trump campaign spokesman, advisors, and anyone DOJ Chutkan views as others tied to Trump. Not a limited gag order, a contempt trap for Team Trump. So basically anybody. That's what she's saying. Rasmussen says, at its essence, this prohibition could punish Trump for telling the truth about the special counsel. Tea leaves. Chutkan will be responsible for initiating Trump's 2024 election landslide. And Rasmussen reports is absolutely true. Because when people see this, and people see this play out, where he can't defend himself against a special counsel, and nobody around him can defend himself, well, this is completely unconstitutional. And I do believe what Trump is going to do, and I think he did it already, he's appealing all of this. But if we go back in time, we can see Chutkan, she is very, very radical. Julie Kelly once again put this out and said, Judge Chutkan is about as radical as they come. In 2017, she ruled against Trump's HHS policy and prevented unaccompanied minor illegals from getting abortions. Her decision was reversed by a three-judge panel on D.C. Circuit, then upheld by a full court. Judge Chutkan believes a 17-year-old illegal immigrant has a constitutional right to an abortion, but does not believe Trump has a constitutional right to criticize the parts of the government. So, let's see. Chutkan, her decisions were reversed. Jack Smith, his decisions were reversed. Does this tell you everything you need to know? Really think about this. If you're trying to show people how corrupt and dirty the system is, you find the most corrupt, dirty individuals and you show the people and you wake them up. Remember, this is about waking up the population at every step. People are going to wake up when they see different things. I do believe Trump is waking people up, and especially when we get to the election fraud case or January 6th, because again, Trump is the victim. Trump is doing nothing to them. They're attacking him. All he's going to do is defend himself. So when they say he was trying to manipulate the election, he's going to show everyone that they were manipulating the election. They actually rigged the election. When they say that he caused January 6th, he's going to show, because he has to defend himself, that they caused January 6th. What he did was, is he had them come after him. Optics are very important. If he just went out and attacked everyone, it would look very, very different. The fake news and everyone else would be attacking him. But he wants the people to see this, especially those people that are watching MSNBC, CNN, CNBC. He wants these things televised so people get a front row seat to what the deep state is actually doing. Now, these people are going to think that they're going to put Trump away. But what they're going to experience is something very different, and it's going to be documented. Doesn't mean people are going to believe. A lot of people won't, but a lot of people will. And you're going to see that Democratic number go from 30% that will vote for Trump. That's going to go way, way up. And I do believe as they keep trying to get Trump, the people, they're going to go with Trump. And it looks like Judge Aileen Cannon has smacked down Jack Smith in his Trump classified document case again. Judge Aileen Cannon once again shut down special counsel Jack Smith, and she denied Jack Smith's request to create a secure facility in D.C., which would have forced Trump defendants and lawyers to travel to D.C. to view the classified documents. Jack Smith claimed the owners of a few of the classified documents wanted them back in D.C., and Judge Cannon shut it all down. That is not happening. Trump, he put this out on Truth, he said the following. Crooked Joe Biden told the DOJ to indict Trump, hoping that it would help him in his campaign against me and the Republicans. In other words, he indicted his political opponent. They are now called the Biden indictments. Love that. Biden indictments. And now nothing like this has ever happened in the USA before. It hasn't. But you need to show the people. Can you imagine if this was turned around and Trump was going after Biden and he was indicting him over and over and over? Think about that for a second. Because remember, if it happens one way, it could happen the other way. And I think the people are starting to understand this and realize this. Now, Trump, he let everyone know that he might go to jail and he's willing to go to jail. Now, is he saying that he's not going to follow the rule that Chukin set out with the gag order? Well, he does have the constitutional right to speak freely. And he might say, you know something? I'm not doing this. Let me go to jail. Now, think about the optics in all this. The people see the individual who's running for president go to jail. And this is all because of the Biden indictments. You think the people are going to be on his side? Is he going to win over the people? I mean, if they take a picture of him behind bars, you know how much money he's going to make on shirts and mugs? It's going to be absolutely unbelievable. I mean, I think he'll triple what he made with the mugshot. And this is what he said. Take a listen.
Gave a gag order today. Did you hear that on speech? Which I believe is totally unconstitutional, what she did. A judge gave a gag order. A judge doesn't like me too much. Her whole life is not liking me. But she gave a gag order. You know what a gag order is? You can't speak badly about your opponent. But this is weaponry all being done because Joe Biden is losing the election and losing very, very badly to all of us in the polls. He's losing badly. But what they don't understand is that I am willing to go to jail if that's what it takes for our country to win and become a democracy again.
Now, once again, he's warning everyone that this might happen. Now, he might be put under house arrest or he might spend maybe a couple days in jail. He's just warning the people that something like this might happen. And I do believe to win the people over, he might go to jail for the people because he's going to stick up for his constitutional rights. And he's going to show the people, this is what you do. Actually, if you go back in time, think about all the people that stuck up for their rights and they went to prison. Did they lose the people or did they gain the people? When you look back in history, those people were looked at as heroes. They didn't bend a knee. They didn't capitulate to what the deep state or these people wanted. They held fast and they said, absolutely not. I will not give. I will not bend a knee. You will not force me because I am doing the right thing. And that is exactly what Trump is doing right now. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, the great silent majority is rising like never before. And under our leadership, the forgotten man and woman will be forgotten no longer. With your help, your love, and your vote, we will put America first and we will make America great again. And he's absolutely right. The silent majority, it's rising like we've never seen before. People are speaking out. People are now awake. People now understand what's going on. And this is the entire plan. Wake the people up, have them see what's going on, and have the people on Trump's side because it's going to make it a lot easier for Trump to do the things he needs to do once he gets into office. And he's letting everyone know, once he wins, we're going to be going back to paper ballots and voter ID. He said, our goal will be one day voting with paper ballots and voter ID. Take a listen to what he said.
I will secure our elections, and our goal will be one day voting with paper ballots and voter ID. One day voting, paper ballots, and voter ID. But until then, Republicans have to compete, and we have to win. Once we win, get me in there. We'll change things around. It'll be so beautiful.
So we know right there that Trump likes one day voting. He likes ballots. He likes voter ID, which is very interesting. Then he backed all that up, saying that the radical left Democrats rigged the presidential election of 2020, and we are not, and not is capitalized, going to allow them to rig the presidential election of 2024. So the deep state will not be able to rig the election. Now, once again, can we have enough voters to outdo their cheating system? Yes, I do believe we can. But is Trump letting us know that no matter what happens, we will have a transparent, secure election on one day? And I do believe he wants to show the deep state, show the world that the people are with him, that he got all the votes and Biden has pretty much nothing, almost what Andrew Jackson did. And I do believe we're heading in that direction. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, as everything starts to come together and the indictments continue on and maybe they throw Trump into jail, the deep state players, they're hoping that the people of this country get very, very angry and they go out and they protest. And I do believe this is why they have the Patriot Front Group or whatever they call them themselves. It's really the feds, neo-Nazis, and the rest. They're marching around with flags. They got the tan pants on, the masks on, so you can see who they are. And once again, they're marching around. And I do believe this is all about the narrative because they want the people in the end angry. They want the people out there rioting. And they're trying to convince people, look, these are Trump supporters. They're out there marching around. But I don't believe the people are going to buy this. I don't believe the people are going to say, hey, you know something? Let's go out and riot and burn our own city. Let's go out and loot our own towns. It makes no sense whatsoever. I don't think this is going to work. Now, they're going to try. And I do believe the fake news is going to report on all this. And they're going to try to convince people that this is really happening. But I think it's going to fall apart just like 2020. When they had the riots, where they said it's mostly peaceful. People didn't buy what they were selling. Plus, the Trump supporters didn't go out there, and there was no civil war, because that's really what they wanted. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, it looks like Trump might have sent a message that he is still the commander-in-chief. Chris D. Jackson put this out, and Misty G. on Telegram posted this. It says, Donald Trump truly is delusional. This photo is from an event today. As you can see, he's still using a portfolio with the presidential seal on it with the president emblazoned at the bottom. What a sad man. Misty G responded to this and said, delusional or still president? And I find this very interesting that he's holding this up. I mean, he's not even trying to hide it. He's holding it right in front of him. So we need to go back to 18 U.S. Code, Section 713. Use of likeness of the Great Seal of the United States, the seals of the President and Vice President, the Seal of the United States Senate, the Seal of the United States House of Representatives, and the Seal of the United States Congress. Whoever knowingly displays any printed or other likenesses of the Great Seal of the United States, or of the seals of the President or the Vice President of the United States, or the Seal of the United States Senate, or the Seal of the United States House of Representatives, or the Seal of the United States Congress, or any facsimile thereof, in or in connection with any advertisement, poster, circular, book, pamphlet, or other publication, public meeting, play, motion picture, telecast, and other production, or any building, monument, or stationery for the purpose of conveying or in a manner reasonably calculated to convey a false impression of sponsorship or approval by the government of the United States or by any department, agency, or instrumentally thereof, shall be fined under this title or in prison, not more than 6 months or both. So you can also have authorized permission to use this, because if you look at the other points here, it says that there are exceptions where you get permission to use this logo. So the question is Trump sending a message letting everyone know that he's still president, commander in chief? I do believe that's exactly what he's doing. He's letting everyone know that, yes, I am the commander-in-chief. And he put out a very strange truth, and it says the following: perhaps coincidence, or perhaps not, but boxing died when they got rid of the championship rounds, 13, 14, and 15. In the meantime, we have more important things to think about. So what's very interesting, he said 13, 14, and 15th round. And if you look at these posts, this is from October 29, 2017, it says the following. Now think about the timing of POTUS traveling to China, South Korea. I've said too much. God bless Patriots. Now, has that actually happened? Is this going to happen in the future? Maybe, maybe not. Post 14, October 31st, 2017. It says military intelligence. So a military discipline that uses information collection analysis approaches to provide guidance and direction to commanders in support of their decisions. What is state secrets and how upheld in the Supreme Court? State secret privilege makes it so the president can refuse to present evidence if it's secret information that would harm national security or foreign relation interests. What must be completed to engage military intelligence over three-letter agencies? DOD must have clear and verified reasons to believe the Republic is at risk and must execute their duty to protect POTUS and the Constitution. An execution order is invoked which enables POTUS to mobilize DNI to create a war council of sorts. What must occur to allow the civilian trials? Military law can be applied to civilians, but only in special circumstances. If a nation declares martial law, military authority replaces civilian authority. Under martial law, the military operates the police courts and legislature instead of civilian court. Why is this relevant? If Trump declares martial law, it will be to circumvent the corrupt judicial system. I'm going to read a little bit further down here. Does POTUS have the goods on most bad actor? Yes, Trump has turned the NSA's collection system that has been used by the deep state, as the world learned from Edward Snowden, against them. The extent of this possible data collection and tools for doing it were revealed by WikiLeaks Vault 7. Was Trump asked to run for president? Yes. Why? Because I do believe that they were on the last part of the 16-year plan, and that was going to bring us to war, and Trump needed to stop this, and the military needed to stop this. The other question is, was the election supposed to be rigged? Yes, in 2016, they were supposed to rig it, and Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. Did good people prevent the rigging? Yes, they did. Why did POTUS form a panel to investigate election interference? Because throughout his time in the White House, he was capturing the data every step of the way. What is POTUS in control of? The military. Has POTUS ever made a statement that did not come true? Nope, he has never done that. What is the one organization left that isn't corrupt? That is the military. Why is POTUS surrounded by highly respected generals? Well, he's surrounded by highly respected generals and not the TV generals, because these generals, they are following their oath. So now let me move on to post 15. And this one says, this is October 31st, 2017. It says, there are more good people than bad. The wizards and warlocks, and I do believe that's Space Force, inside term, will not allow another satanic evil POS control our country. Realize Soros, Clinton, Obama, Putin, etc. are all controlled by three families. The fourth was removed post-Trump's victory. 11.3, Podesta indicted. 11.6, Huma indicted. Manafort was placed into Trump's camp as well as others. The corruption that will come out is so serious that deals must be cut for people to walk away. Otherwise, 7% of elected politicians would be in jail. You are seeing it already begin. A deep cleaning is occurring, and the prevention and defense of pure evil is occurring on a daily basis. They never thought they were going to lose control of the presidency, not just these, and thought they had control since making past mistakes, JFK, Reagan. Godspeed, Patriots. P.S. Soros is targeted. So it sounds like Trump is trying to send a message here, which he just did. And when you start to add all these numbers up and you take all these posts, then you add the numbers up, the numbers come to 42, which I find very interesting. Because when you look at post 42 and you think about all these other posts where, you know, does the military back him? Was he asked to run for the elections? Did they protect the elections and make Trump win because they were supposed to be rigged? Well, post 42 on November 2nd, 2017 says we serve at the pleasure of the president, Donald J. Trump. Are the Patriots in control? Absolutely. Is Trump sending us messages that he's the commander in chief? Absolutely. And I do believe this whole plan is following the path that they wanted. The people are waking up. And yes, the people are going to make that choice during the 2024 election, because the people are going to unite, come together, and they're going to place their vote. And I do believe Trump, like he said, they're going to protect the 2024 election. The deep state will not be able to rig it. And the people are going to show the enemy who's in control. The people at this point are going to signal to Trump, we are taking back our country. And then Trump will have a much easier time going after all of these people. There will be no pushback. And I do believe this is where all of this is leading. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.